Mysterious and elusive street artist known as Banksy. His graffiti creations have sold for millions of dollars, if you can find them, but a few lucky people realized he was actually selling his work for, $60 a pop on the streets of New York City. ABC's Lindsay Janis has a story.
A French painter once said, "Art is not what you see, but what you make others see." And that was certainly the case in New York's Central Park, where this stall popped up, selling what appears to be stencil art, knockoffs from the famed British street artist Banksy. Of course, these have to be knockoffs since they're priced at $60. And Banksy's original works go for upwards of $20,000 per stencil. Now imagine how much more interested these passerbys would be if they just took time to see that these are indeed original works from the artist himself, signed, one even with his phone number. Banksy, who appeared in this 2010 Oscar-nominated documentary about his life, has never let anyone see his face.
Street art has a short lifespan, so it needed documenting.
The sale began at 11:30 a.m., but it wasn't till 4 hours later they found a buyer, a woman who negotiated half off the $60 price tag. 30 minutes later, a New Zealand woman buys two. And an hour and a half after that, a man who says he needs something for his walls walks off with four more. For the shoppers, impulse buys that promise to reap rewards for a long time to come.
Mysterious and elusive street artist known as Banksy. His graffiti creations have sold for millions of dollars, if you can find them, but a few lucky people realized he was actually selling his work for, $60 a pop on the streets of New York City. ABC's Lindsay Janis has a story.
A French painter once said, "Art is not what you see, but what you make others see." And that was certainly the case in New York's Central Park, where this stall popped up, selling what appears to be stencil art, knockoffs from the famed British street artist Banksy. Of course, these have to be knockoffs since they're priced at $60. And Banksy's original works go for upwards of $20,000 per stencil. Now imagine how much more interested these passerbys would be if they just took time to see that these are indeed original works from the artist himself, signed, one even with his phone number. Banksy, who appeared in this 2010 Oscar-nominated documentary about his life, has never let anyone see his face.
Street art has a short lifespan, so it needed documenting.
The sale began at 11:30 a.m., but it wasn't till 4 hours later they found a buyer, a woman who negotiated half off the $60 price tag. 30 minutes later, a New Zealand woman buys two. And an hour and a half after that, a man who says he needs something for his walls walks off with four more. For the shoppers, impulse buys that promise to reap rewards for a long time to come.
Mysterious and elusive street artist known as Banksy. His graffiti creations have sold for millions of dollars, if you can find them, but a few lucky people realized he was actually selling his work for, $60 a pop on the streets of New York City. ABC's Lindsay Janis has a story.
A French painter once said, "Art is not what you see, but what you make others see." And that was certainly the case in New York's Central Park, where this stall popped up, selling what appears to be stencil art, knockoffs from the famed British street artist Banksy. Of course, these have to be knockoffs since they're priced at $60. And Banksy's original works go for upwards of $20,000 per stencil. Now imagine how much more interested these passerbys would be if they just took time to see that these are indeed original works from the artist himself, signed, one even with his phone number. Banksy, who appeared in this 2010 Oscar-nominated documentary about his life, has never let anyone see his face.
Street art has a short lifespan, so it needed documenting.
The sale began at 11:30 a.m., but it wasn't till 4 hours later they found a buyer, a woman who negotiated half off the $60 price tag. 30 minutes later, a New Zealand woman buys two. And an hour and a half after that, a man who says he needs something for his walls walks off with four more. For the shoppers, impulse buys that promise to reap rewards for a long time to come.